She keeps looking at me, and I can feel the heat from the side of her. I can feel it. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be an episode right here.
Yeah. Sure is.
She almost knocked Brennan out just adjusting.
Let me add. Yes,
Wait, are you wearing an Inuyasha shirt?
Yeah. Oh, it's me as Inuyasha.
Oh,
that's
dope.
That's dope.
That's very dope.
That is dope.
I still don't
Get
fuck with Inuyasha.
RoxyHayes.com.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's good advertisement. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
I have the power of God and anime on my side.
Feel incredible!
Kotoku demo!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
I heard that.
That was smoking.
It's weed, not COVID.
Yes!
Let them know.
Welcome to another episode of animation. The squad is in full effect today.
Myself,
Brennan, Ice, Rob, and we got a lovely and hilarious special guest.
Very special guest.
Very special.
Roxy Hayes.
Hello, everybody.
Round of applause, Roxy Hayes.
Yeah.
Welcome.
We had her on the podcast before, but we didn't let she couldn't get loose in our last episode because, you know, it was kind of a real tight episode. But this episode, this is literally her idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This episode was literally her whole idea. We'll get to that in a second. But good to have Roxy back. Always a great joy, great energy as always.
Who is Roxy?
We'll get into that.
Okay,
Rob has a setup. You know,
we got the
setup.
Yeah,
Rob has all this. Do you want Ice and Rob to scoot in a little bit more? Because they're like Ice is
we in the corner.
Yeah, Ice, do you want to come in a little bit? I mean,
But yeah, Rob, you can go ahead set us off with some anime news, bro.
Yeah. We got.
Oh, hold on. Before we do that, you know what we do on here? We do one-off. We do debates. We talk our shit.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussions. And make sure you join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Join us, man. Get us to 100 Patreon subscribers, y'all, so we can give Rob a haircut. We're going to give Rob that clean lineup with that clean beard lineup. New cut who this? Out here looking crispy.
Sharp lines.
Doing this?
So,
here we go.
That's it. Yes,
apparently
Patreon,
we are.
100 subscribers, new cut.
We keep it going.
Is there by a certain time or just in general? 100?
Just
in general.
Like mine. Yeah, they hit 60.
We hit 70 something, then we drop down to 60 something again. So I hope we get up to 70 something soon again. But yeah, Rob, man, go ahead and set us up with some anime news.
All right, so anime news. We got a fun little story here. Seattle Seahawks player uses an Attack on Titan salute as his touchdown celebration.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
In their game against the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sorry, Keenan.
Oh, fuck this.
The Seattle Seahawks scored a touchdown.
Now watch the game.
In the first quarter, off a punt fake, Travis Homer ran a 73-yard return for the touchdown. Just on the fake. Part of a celebration, he stood up, faced the crowd, gave the fist over the heart, AOT salute. Mm-hmm. Seahawks would go on to win the game, 30-20 again. Sorry, Keenan. We've had some other stories here about anime becoming more visible in sports world, such as the major shout-outs it got during the Olympics in Tokyo. But other instances have been Major League Soccer player Nicholas Benzett using Luffy's gear second pose in celebration. LA Angels baseball player Shohei Ohtani using the Jujutsu Kaisen End Titles theme as his walk-up.
He did?
Yeah, he used it up as his walk-up song. It's a great
it's
song.
It's so good.
It
I'm
is
glad
good.
It's
it
back.
Is a good song.
And that was what he went up to bat last season. So. I mean, what about everybody else? What anime pose or celebration would you use as an in-game celebration? Brennan, why don't you just get started off?
I would, without question, and I know it would make people make fun of me, and I don't care. Like, if I was on a basketball court at my current age and, you know, still playing or whatever, I would occasionally definitely do the anime run up and down the court. With arms behind you.
Oh, 100%. Arms straight back.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The ninja run.
I mean, yeah, like, after I score, like, hit that layup and just run down the court.
I mean, low-key, Brennan was doing that in middle school.
I 100% was doing that.
With his satchel bag?
Hold on.
No, I was doing that. I wasn't into Naruto.
You was a lunchline runner.
No, I wasn't. 100%. 100%.
He did
pizza.
I was more of a power up kind of guy. Like back then, I was like, I would hit the layup, hit the sides, like, ah. That kind of. That's what I was more into. But I definitely was a lunch line runner because
you were smoking. I wanted the because. What'd you say? The wings or whatever. The food ran out.
No, no, it wasn't the food that I was running out. It was more so that I just like if you get first in line to get to lunch,
right?
Then that also means that you can finish your lunch before anybody else, and you can do whatever you want for the most of the lunch period. True. Where most of my friends spent most of the lunch period waiting in line to get food. So I ran to there and I got my food. I'm done eating before you got in line. No, it wasn't that our school. My school is huge. That was the thing.
Yeah, my school was.
I graduated with 680 people.
You know I guess our line wasn't. We didn't graduate with that many.
That was a, like, I mean, I'm from Michigan. Well, I'm just saying, I'm from Michigan, bro. It's not like it's as heavily populated as anywhere else. But I mean, it's a big. It was a big school in Michigan.
600 kids Michigan. Is a lot to graduate.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I graduated with like I mean, that's double what we had.
We had like 2,000.
You just said 1,000.
300.
Yeah, something like that.
But I rounded up.
But Ice, you were a D1 athlete. Do you have any anime celebrations on the track or on the field?
Hold on. What? Hold on. Wait a second. What? Are you trying to? This have her defect?
I'm speaking truths.
No, you're not.
Get this guy out of here.
You're showing dissent.
Yeah, with me, no, more so in football.
Yeah, okay.
And in football, a lot of us watched anime, so we would do like anime power-ups and stuff. And track, not so much. I used to do like the Shadow Clone Jutsu sometimes when I would clear because my main event was jumping. So like I'd clear a bar and then go like that. But also in high jump, you got to get the fuck off the mat. So it's like I didn't waste no time. Yeah. You know, when I got over the bar, it's like get off the mat just in case the bar drop. You know, if the bar dropping you off the mat, then you good. But if it dropping, you still on it.
It's
like you got to get the fuck. I wasn't trying to celebrate. I was trying to get the fuck off the mat.
I got you. Roxy, yeah. What celebration would you bring to the sport?
I'm
sport
definitely.
Game?
I was gonna say power up, but I'm like, nah, I want to hit him with the. I may have.
I was thinking just like even throw the ball into the crowd or something. Yeah. You know.
Command I used to do love and peace a lot because I was, you know, Trigon's my shit. So yeah, like,
I see that.
I used to be like love and peace.
Love and always peace. Did. Gotcha, Keenan.
I mean, I already saw it done, but I want to do it too. I saw it on the football field. They did the fusion dance.
That would be hard.
That would be so fucking. I forgot hard. What team did it. It might have been the Browns or something like that.
Yeah, it was the Browns. I think,
and they did, I think there's a video of it. And they did a fusion dance on the field. I thought that was so hard.
That was hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Kate. Anything? Okay. I feel like it's.
I want to switch.
You want to switch your thing?
Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sailor Moon.
I want it. Yeah.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. So, if an opposing player, whether it be in a game you're in or you're watching. Use an anime-inspired celebration. Would that make you like that player more, or would it make you go over 9,000?
I'm going over 9,000.
Yeah, they're doing it to me.
Yeah, they're doing it to you.
Nah, bro. We gonna fight.
And
both?
I feel like they don't. They don't. Whoever's doing that, they don't watch anime.
Both.
And they just doing it because they know I like
to
anime.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they just did it for that.
Mind
yeah.
games.
Yeah.
It's gonna be both. For me.
I watch all of this show just to know what poses to do to get into your head. Brennan,
it'll be both. Because I mean, for me, on one side, I'm like, I always like meeting another nerd.
So, close.
So if they do it correctly, then I'm like, respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, they out here doing it. But on the other side of it, I'm also like, wait till they see what I bring out after this shit. You know what I'm saying? What's next? Because you ain't about to disrespect me with my own shit on my own court or on your court or wherever we are.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Keenan, this was your team that this happened to. I mean, you did not seem about it when we were saying this story,
bro. I would have had to score a touchdown afterwards. And when I scored my touchdown, I would have did something even doper. Or I would act like I was a Titan or some shit like that and ate his ass.
He would have hit a Ginyu Force. No, you would have hit a Ginyu Force pose.
You would have ate his ass? You would have ate his ass?
He would have ate his ass.
You would have ate his ass?
I'll show you.
Keenan, you're having a tough go of it today, bro.
Tough day for you.
Tough day for this.
But you want to be holidays, everybody.
Let's get it straight.
He's
engaged. Gentle with Brennan.
He's engaged.
You wanted Brennan to be.
That was all on Patreon. They didn't hear that.
That's fine. Give you the cliff notes. He wanted Brennan to be gentle with him. He wanted Brennan to go deep.
Huh?
And then now you would have ate his ass.
That's a
freaky
I
ass
like
night.
This
hey guys, don't put no disrespect on Keenan's name. He's a power bottom. Come on, guys.
Okay. Oh shit!
What the fuck?
Yo,
he got the Lamillion shirt on too, so it's over a million.
Okay.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Are we doing? You would?
First,
you hear his voice crack?
You thrust your ass up.
First of all, I don't know what a power bottom is.
A power bottom is like you could be on top if you wanted, but you like.
You like to. You thrust your pelvis.
How do you know this?
I'm just guessing. That's what makes sense to me.
Exactly.
You said the term.
I have a very, I have a very diverse friend group.
I didn't say the term.
Very diverse friend group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said it.
First of all, I'm engaged.
He is engaged.
So,
hey,
you got to say,
I'm just mad at how quickly you came with that. He's like, yeah, so I'm engaged. He's like, well, pegging is a thing. I'm just like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Fuck it. We here.
Hold on.
Have you pegged somebody before?
No, and you know what's crazy? They always want me to peg them because I'm 5'10". I work out, so they always be like, please. And I'm like, no, I don't. Because I'm big, I like to be submissive. I don't want to be.
It's the reverse of what, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to.
You don't want to be dominant.
We glazed over this a little bit, but I do, just in all seriousness, you got to say I'm engaged with more.
You got to say it like Rob said.
So let's try it again. This is a quick little backstory. They had went at it one time on a podcast about some stuff. Brennan and Rob had went at it about some.
We have a recap.
Top five animation moments.
Yes. It was a Mr. Me Too moment. And then
that shit was funny.
Something happened about where Rob was just like, I'm engaged.
Brennan was saying, like, you couldn't get it. And then Rob was like, I'm engaged. What are you talking about?
I was saying Rob doesn't know shit about women. I was like, you couldn't get a woman if you tried. And he was just, like, we were just talking so much shit.
It was going back and forth.
I was like, you couldn't even get a woman, bro. And he was like, I am engaged.
It came from his soul.
Yeah. It was very funny.
That is where the male G spot is. So there's nothing wrong with pegging.
I don't need to find it.
The pegster. I'm good. Like, that's when people tried to bring.
My regular bus.
When they tried to bring pegging to me, I was like, yo, I'm good off coming. This is great to me. We're straight here. Like, I don't need to go beyond. Like,
it's just because you ain't.
Somebody said Power 9000 box.
Yo, that's right.
He's wearing a plus ultra jacket right now.
That's the ultra.
Plus
the ass.
Ultra.
Oh my God. You just plussing it right now.
I'm just saying.
You need to go ultra. All right.
Well, let's try to turn this story sexual.
yes.
Anime YouTuber Totally Not Mark loses bulk of his work over Toei copyright claims.
Yeah, trash.
Man.
Mark Fitzpatrick, better known as Totally Not Mark, is an anime YouTuber primarily doing reviews, analysis, and critiques of popular animes. But recently, Toei Animation put a copyright claim on 150 of his videos.
Damn.
Basically taking down anything he posted that was about Dragon Ball or One Piece.
Really?
Which is a bulk of his
content. When it came to that, it was just him talking about it?
It was just him talking about it. I'll get into it.
He didn't have...
Hold on. Let him finish. I have a lot to speak on this. Yeah. I have a lot to say.
Mark has since made an open letter video explaining his case and saying, you know, this represents 3 years of his work between him and his employees, and that contesting each one of these claims could take up to 37 years to get all 150 videos back. So now in the States and in the UK where Mark is based, these sort of videos would be protected under fair use, since they're just criticism and analysis. He's basically just doing story and character breakdowns and just like, this is why this story worked, this is why this arc worked, this is why this one didn't, which should allow for some use of footage. Some videos, however, did not include any footage at all. We're just like, you know, he was showing people how to draw stuff. He was showing people how to draw characters. Even if they didn't have any footage, if it just had the title of the show in it, they reported it. Fair use laws are generally non-existent when it comes to Japanese copyright law. Both he and YouTube are in murky water when it comes to what laws to follow in this instance. Worst of all, earlier this year, this is a kicker, Toei Animation had reached out to Mark to get him to help promote a concert they were doing across the U.S., a concert tour, saying that his videos were a great promotion for their shows, only to now turn around and say that his videos violate their rights.
Did he do it for him?
Actually, I don't know. But
this might be why they did it. They got him.
Yeah, he's just like, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, then guess what? Boom, here you go.
Now you don't get...
We're all content creators here, especially in the anime space. Mm-hmm. Have you all had issues with copyright claims like this?
Oh, shit.
Especially with YouTube.
Oh. Yeah.
Man.
I mean, speak on it. Talk about it.
I just had some bullshit happen. It really pissed me off. So I got approached by... How much I'm a snitch? Fuck it, I'm snitching. Mm-hmm. So I was doing this Sentai Filmworks. You know, they do like a lot of the dumb shit. So they like hit me up to do some stuff for... some con, like online thing that they were doing.
Okay.
So I was going to do something for Food Wars. But we ended up making a music video, a rap. It was getting approved all the way through. Like, this is months and months of work. And then at the end, they were like, no. Ugh. Like legit, that like a couple days before it was supposed to go up, they were like, "No, we don't want any of our footage on here. We don't want the song on there. Like, we had sampled the song and all stuff." They were like, "No," but this was legit months. They had been approving it
the whole time.
Change of heart. I'm like,
they don't because have to
they
give
can.
A reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah they don't even have to tell you why. They just can. They were just like, "No, we don't like this."
And anime, the anime world is huge right now. It's probably the biggest it's ever been.
Yeah,
and I think they're doing that shit on purpose. They're like, "Oh, y'all love this shit. We're gonna just
take it away."
And then when they go back to something that's
biased,
a niche, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I mean, I see that shit all the time. I mean. You
we've dealt with it.
No,
on the
I was
podcast.
Just I just wanted to speak on like you know because I do a lot of legal stuff as a like it's a big part of my job.
Right.
And I just want to speak on like the slippery slope that this really brings us to, is that if we have like copyright infringement on this level where YouTube is allowing these companies to come in and say that you know we want to put a strike on all these different videos that are literally these people's livelihood.
Yeah.
And it without question by definition falls within if you understand the terminology of fair use.
Yeah.
This falls within that because fair use is defined as being able to use things to be able to critique and review. That's literally
exactly what he was doing.
But on the flip side, didn't you bring up Japan's copyright laws aren't the same as
I get that. So then the thing is then they should strike them for Japan. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't strike them for the United States.
Like Instagram does.
Well, YouTube kind of does that too. YouTube will ban you from certain countries or certain areas.
Yeah.
But normally, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of weird. It's probably just didn't ban him from like Japan.
Which is not a bunch of his population anyway. Probably
some companies are real tight with their copyright.
Yeah, I get it, but the thing is, it's like
it's not like he bashing them. But like, I haven't watched a bunch of his videos, but all the ones that I've seen is just like it's exponential on it. Like he's expanding on what's going on.
Yep.
It's like nothing too crazy.
Well, and they reached out to him, so that's the kind of the two-faced.
So they see him.
It's like, why'd you even say something?
And
to me
that's
then,
the thing.
Bitch.
Like I had the anime verses that we do, and I send it to Keenan to upload, and he'd be like, "Bro, you gotta modify this because." This clip that you used.
And even so, we've had trouble with
that. We uploaded videos that Rob was in. We had literally, I put a filter over to blur the background out, and they still.
They still reported.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, the ones that we're doing, we're doing those other videos.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is where is the line? That's why I said it's a slippery slope, because if toy animation is allowed to move forward with this, and this becomes the standard, that means that every single content generator, I own, I'm one of the owners of Transit Pictures, obviously.
Yep. Yep.
Transit Pictures has a partnership with Tony Baker on his channel, his YouTube channel, and he does a bunch of movie reviews on that channel.
Yeah.
You know, so that means they could take down all of our movie reviews.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much anytime we literally reference any form of other content, like this whole podcast, they could be like, "Well, the podcast, you guys are talking about stuff you didn't create." So it's just like, it literally becomes a thing where it's just if you take their stance, that means that you have to physically originally create every single piece of content from nothing. You can't talk about other people's content. You can't show other people's content, any part of it. You can't do anything like that for any type of content and across any kind of platform, which I think is incorrect.
I don't think it'll get there just because we do have clear fair use laws.
But for him, it's
like
there.
But what if somebody was like taking an animation podcast, right, and doing a reaction of like, "Look at these motherfuckers. They got this wrong. Look at Keenan. He can't even say this character.
They have
wrong.
The right to do that.
And they had but they profiting off of it.
They have the right to do that.
I'm not.
That's nobody, okay.
So, and all honestly, one, we're going to probably be getting views off it and then more people off it. And then two, I mean, at the end of the day, you can try to destroy us, but when you watch the podcast, we're funny, we're dope. Like, it's going to...
No, that's not... But I think what Ice is getting at is saying if they are defaming our character... You know, that's different than defaming our character versus critiquing our podcast.
Or even if they was just like, let's be straight, I'm with you. I would be the same way. Like, if somebody's saying, look at fucking dude in Afro, what the fuck is he even talking about? He
don't
even
do that all the time.
I would be like, let's go. Like, we even, you know, either they hyping us up, they giving us more pub, and 9 times out of 10, it wouldn't be comedians doing it, because so we would fucking destroy their ass. So it's
different, like you said, between defamation and like a critique. A critique is like, "Hey, y'all sound is bad. Like, this doesn't look good," but being like, "Oh, he a bitch ass motherfucker." Yeah, it's like, that is not a critique.
Exactly. So Slow RC3 actually said something as was the next point I was thinking about bringing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said the video game industry had a lot of struggles with copyrights and live streaming, especially Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And that's, and I'm sure Roxy, you know, that's a big thing, is that like live streaming, like the game you're being a gamer, like on Twitch or things like that, like Nintendo was just like, "Nah,
take
like
you can't
stream our game. Like, that means you're showing people the content of our intellectual property, our copyright."
But it's like they bring more people to it.
It's so much of a promo. Just watching someone else play the game.
They're like, "We don't care. We're Nintendo. We don't need y'all." So that's how they look at it.
But it's
like, damn, Nintendo.
Like, you don't have enough money. You think I'm not hurting your funds at all.
And they're quick. Like, did y'all see when somebody had modded 007, and it was Mario. It was so dope. They made the whole game was all Mario characters. So like,
oh, wow.
Bowser
oh,
was shooting shit. People. Like they shut that shit down so quick. Like if you didn't
yeah,
already
play
have
around.
It down, they
the thing
not
that
play.
I don't. It's funny to me is like that one thing that I do see them allowed to stream is like the Super Smash Brothers tournaments.
Yeah, yeah.
They allow that, but like
because they're getting kickbacks.
I mean. Not the ones that we did.
I'm talking about not on the lower level. I'm thinking about like Evo and stuff like that. Those guys, they gotta cut it.
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do. I don't know why they would. They bought all the games. They bought all the systems.
I think it might just be one of them things like just because the tournaments are so big and they do them everywhere. They're just like, okay, y'all can have
y'all,
that.
Because y'all
but
so
like
big.
This other stuff.
Well, and the rules change if you go into like a broadcast medium to like a streaming medium. The rules are still very murky when you're streaming, and they're not the same as like if you're filming something for TV.
Yeah, it's different.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I wonder too, if even with a game like Smash Brothers, because they have so many characters from like other companies, you've got like Final Fantasy characters in there. You've got
they may
people
not,
that
oh,
belong
thank
to
you.
Sega.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
You got PlayStation characters.
Yeah, you got everybody. You got
we're
Disney characters
anime.
In there now.
Okay.
All right. Well, one last story. It's been a bad, bad week for Cowboy Bebop fans. Netflix show has been canceled. And the writer Kiko Nobumoto passed away at 57.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you still
you're
laughing, huh?
You're
still laughing, huh? No, no, Roxy, go ahead. Look in the camera and laugh. Oh,
damn.
Go ahead, Roxy, keep laughing.
Caught you in the second.
That was terrible.
I was just like,
that's why you ain't got no friends. Look at you. What? Did you say your titties are the reason you have friends? She did this. She said, I haven't pointed at her titties. Like, are you saying your titties are your friends or you have friends because of your titties?
Probably both, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob told me this story, I would have laughed too, but then Rob.
I'm not. Nobody wants me.
So, after holding out to see audience response, Netflix has canceled the live action Cowboy Bebop after one season. The show was in development since 2017.
That shit's wild.
Can you imagine working on something for 4 years and they cancel
like, nah.
After a week?
Well, maybe if you did a good job, they wouldn't have to cancel it.
Yeah, the reason cited for the cancellation seemed to be general poor audience response and the expensive budget that it would take to continue making the series into season two.
The show
two.
Was not good.
The critic score, the critic score on Rotten Tomatoes was 46%, audience was 57%, and Metacritic, it was a 47%. So, good numbers.
Let me ask you this, though, Rob. Streaming, because I think Netflix goes off streaming hours, right, or streaming whatever it is. Wasn't your streaming hours pretty solid, though?
No,
I don't know the streaming
numbers. I would have to assume this is what happened. They got, like, the first episode probably got a crazy amount of streams. Mm-hmm. But then they look at that. What they look at is analytics, like, who finished the show?
Longevity.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who finished the show? Who watched it again? So if you look at, like, what's the show? Arcane?
Yeah.
Like, they immediately were like, renew. Because they realized every single person that watched it finished
it.
But it's like, with this, it's like, everybody watches maybe the first couple episodes and they drop off.
We only got
to
the first two or three.
Yeah. I didn't care. I watched the first episode. I don't care about
everybody
this at all.
Everybody stopped when Ned came, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But then, later on, December 1st, writer of the original show, Kiko Nobumoto, passed away from esophageal cancer at age 57.
Fuck.
Damn.
She wrote all of the original series with director Shinichiro Watanabe. Also wrote the follow-up movie, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Worked as a writer also on Samurai Champloo for a couple episodes,
sad.
Space Dandy, Tokyo Godfathers, and a little bit of Kingdom Hearts as well.
Oh,
so
damn.
She worked on a lot of stuff, a lot of well-known stuff. Obviously, she and her work will be missed. We'll send thoughts and good energy to her and her family. See you later, Space Cowboy. You know... I mean,
well, you could have said that with a little more heart there.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
See you later,
tough.
Space Cowboy. You see you later, Case. But, and it's like, all right, let's take a moment.
Hey, man, listen. I just booed her work as I was reading.
Yeah, I didn't.
You definitely did.
It was a trigger because it was Samurai Champloo.
What a butt pass!
Lost.
That was amazing, Rob. Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom! Here we go.
The deflection from Rob was incredible.
That was incredible. You deflected. That might have been the best deflection I've ever.
Uno reverse. Anyway,
that's crazy.
God, that was even.
I thought we were better than that, Rob.
No, he did too.
No, man. I'm reading the vibes in this room right now. It is dog eat dog. But Roxy, obviously, you had a strong reaction. What were your thoughts on the original show? Did you watch the live action version? What were your thoughts?
Okay, I really liked the original anime, right?
Sure.
So and I was one of the people that was like, the live action, of course, is not going to be as good. It's never as good.
Right.
But I still wanted it to be
same
better. Like I had hope. Like the character, you know, like the costumes were dope. All that was dope.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Like, the acting was good. You know, they're good actors. I was just like, this ain't it. Like, it's not hitting.
Totally agree.
It was not hitting at all, and I'm still not exactly sure why it wasn't. I knew it wasn't going to hit when they did the side-by-side with the original intro and them. I was like, I think it's one of them things where it's like, it doesn't capture the same magic or essence from the anime. So it's just like,
yeah.
I don't like if this was just a show, it probably would be good.
That's what we talked about.
But yeah, like that, trying to compare. It's. I just want them to stop. I want them to stop doing live action animation.
Unfortunately, it's
you know they're coming out with a whole bunch of slew of shit, right?
I know.
I wonder if Netflix is doing a backpedal. Like, whoa, we just greenlit a bunch.
Like, did y'all see what just happened?
Who's doing one? Is Netflix doing One Piece?
Netflix is doing One Piece and Gundam and Yu Yu Hakusho.
Gundam.
I think all of those Yu Yu would be the better one.
That's all I'm gonna say. I think Yu Yu has legs.
Because it's just niggas fighting. Like, that's all.
And a little bit of spirit gun.
A little bit of pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Energy sword.
I mean, there's some demons, though. I don't want it either.
Just watch the animated show. You don't.
Did y'all ever see Mob Psycho? The animated? I mean, not animated.
There's a live action Mob Psycho? No.
What?
It was funny because I recommended Mob Psycho to one of my homegirls, and she went and watched the fucking live action. She's like, this is terrible. I'm like, you just call Mob Psycho terrible? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is one of the best animes out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, you watching a live action? Of course this shit is trash. Like,
I don't even know. Really, it's just such a money grab. Every time I was like, oh, we're going to do a live action. It's like, unless you really are going to do it. But the thing is,
and if you're really going to do it, it's already animated. You're not doing anything new.
I would just say, even with Yu Yu Hakusho, we talked about it before in the last podcast, too, I think, or the other podcast. We were saying, like, redo the animation for Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
For me,
update.
You mean like do a remaster?
Yeah.
What I would do
is a remaster would be cool.
If somebody was like, Brennan, I need you to remake one of these anime. Let's say you're going to remake, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho or something like that. What I would do is bring in somebody. I would bring in two people. I'd bring in, like, let me get one of the original writers of Yu Yu Hakusho, as well as I want to get somebody who knows nothing about Yu Yu Hakusho. And the reason is who's also a really accomplished filmmaker, really good. Because what I want to be able to do is be able to ring true to what the story is, but I don't want it to try to be. I would actually say I don't want it to be the exact anime, because you're never gonna, like, that's what they tried to do with Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
They tried to make it just as silly as the actual anime and just as cartoony as the actual anime, and they failed. And so it's really hard to be more cartoony or as cartoony as a fucking cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and if anything, go the opposite direction. I mean, a lot of those things only work in an animated space.
That's what I'm saying. So for me, it's just like, take these core characters and, like, okay, what are the core character values of this character? Let's embody those, but let's make it work for live action.
And let the people know ahead of time. Because, like,
on the surface,
we're going.
Conceptually, you'd think Cowboy Bebop would be like, this isn't too hard to make a live action, a good live action.
You would think.
Yeah. It's the ancillary elements that can only really exist in an animated platform that you can't recreate, that they tried to recreate.
Yeah.
Is The Witcher any good? Have y'all watched it?
I heard it was amazing.
I've been watching it, but I've heard
if you like the games, you'll like the show.
Oh, it's a game?
I feel like,
it's a book first, then a game, now a TV show.
I feel like
the video games are easier to adaptate than
because
there's
I'm
no
sorry.
Real
to what?
Video adaptate. Games are easier to
you mean
adapt?
No.
Adaptate is also a word.
That's a word? I didn't know that.
Fucking clown. How about you read a book?
I literally was asking.
It's spelled the same. You just say it. It's like red and read.
I agree with Ice going hard at you with that. When you try to, you literally try
like,
to
what?
Get them.
That's
man.
A word I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, they're easier to adaptate than animes because video games have like a loose story and then just characters within the story.
Low key, the one they did right was Alita. I didn't watch the anime of Alita, but that movie was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah,
like,
oh, really?
Good.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yes. I'll recommend watching it, and I feel like they did a solid job with that movie.
I forgot that was an anime.
Yeah.
All right, dope.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got for anime news. We can, I can't believe I'm saying this, we can get into the real wild shit right now.
I guess, are we going to talk about Roxy?
Yeah.
Roxy, what you got going on?
Trying to email me right now.
We got special guest Roxy in the house, as you already seen or been hearing on the podcast world. What do you got going on right now, Roxy?
I said last time, I'm a producer for All Deaf Cannabis and All Deaf Gaming.
Yes.
I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm also just like a, you know, social media comedian, so I do a lot of sketches. What else do I do? Oh, I write for different stuff. So I recently wrote for Mattel. I wrote some stuff for Nickelodeon. I got to pull it up because what else do I do? Oh, I cosplay. And I rap. I have a mixtape coming out. It was supposed to come out this month, but then I moved and blah, blah, blah. So it'll probably be coming out in February. It's called I Like You. And it is a reference to Hey Arnold. So it's going to be like some Hey Arnold themed stuff in there. Oh, I work at the network now. So I'm a host over there. So they like do like collectible auctions. So I'm essentially like an auctioneer for gaming toys.
Are you doing the, like, you know, we need one, can I get two?
But like I get to curse on there and shit. So I'm like, who wants to buy this shit? It's dope. And it's a lot of those Bear Brick toys.
That's dope.
I just found out about those are crazy expensive. Like, I didn't know, like, they resell for like thousands of dollars and stuff like that. That shit is crazy. So I do that, and I just do stand up. I just had a show, and Oh, I wrote a comic book. It's out right now. Noir's the New Black. It's in all Barnes and Nobles. So if you go to Barnes and Noble, check it out. Yeah, I just do a lot of bullshit.
Hey guys, I'm sorry.
Wait.
No, hold on, guys. I'd like to point out. Hold on. Well, I'm so sorry. I'd like to point out that ICE has been trying to show me the word adaptate on the fucking internet since he said it.
Adaptate?
Yes, it's not a fucking word. No, adaptation is a word.
Yeah,
adapt. Is a word.
Yeah.
Like, but adaptate is not a word. Oh, like, I fucking said.
Pronunciation.
Look at this.
Ice, you're looking for the wrong thing.
We're looking. We have we're going to the tape. We're going to the tape. We're looking at
you
it.
You fucking clown?
There seems to be another support
system here.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Adaptate.
Fucking
Brennan's energy changed.
That's what I told you.
Let's wheel it back.
I told you to hold on.
He was so ready to.
I was.
He really was.
I said, "Hey, hold on."
He was ready to go.
I was trying to save your ass now too. He was ready.
I was trying to save your ass.
You already found it.
Why doesn't it? But it just says adapt. Why doesn't it?
I'm a bitch. That's what you.
What I don't understand.
Probably not the most common.
Brennan, you should have trusted me. I'm the producer.
Oh my god.
It's not the most common.
I mean, you should have trusted him. Once Cam backed him too, can we back him?
But why Cam got it back? Why can't you just stand on what I said?
You don't know
wrong
a lot.
I have a fucking master's degree, dog. I'm out here. Educated.
He does too.
Ice.
Educated. Yeah.
There you go.
Two
most educated people in the room.
I mean, what does degrees really mean?
All right, Kanye.
All right, so.
You know what keeps me warm? These degrees.
These degrees. All right, anyways. So this episode we are doing, this is Roxy's topic. She brought the topic to the table to us. And
of course it was.
It's what anime characters would you smash?
All
okay,
right.
That is the today's topic. Oh, she's ready to go in.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying she's ready to go in. So, of course, so our guests will go first. But let's pick it. We do have to pick an order kind of after that.
Doesn't come up.
I mean, there was a rock, paper, scissors competition over here. I think technically Brennan won that.
I'm good at that.
So Brennan, and from there we can just go around the table. I'm cool. I'm not.
You cool with that? Okay.
I'm not stressed about where in the order.
But you all go first. You go first.
Okay,
all
right. That's crazy though because...
Not that Mike.
I want to say, Roxy, if we could, I'd love for you, you know, either you can bring it up or I can bring it up, but you know I'm going to bring up.
What? It's the fucking turn. Shut the fuck up, Brennan. You just make me so mad.
Gloss over it.
Huh?
Gloss over it.
Because
we'll
I want to sock Brennan out. I really want to sock Brennan out.
I haven't seen you
since then.
I've been
wanting to sock. When I tell you, fuck Brennan.
All
okay.
Right,
all right, we'll get to it.
All right.
We're going to talk about it before
in the chat. In the chat right now, in the chat, in the Patreon right now. Who do you think will win in a head-to-head, fade-to-fade, shoulder-to-shoulder
Roxy
fight?
Win.
Right?
All day.
Why did you say shoulder-to-shoulder?
I know
his shoulders are down, down here.
Yo, I'm socking Brennan out, bro. I'm socking Brennan out.
Facts.
She would take any one of us in here except for the man with the black belt.
No, I didn't even know about that. Yeah. I saw what she did to Pat's hand on the patty cake video, and I was like, I don't want any part of that.
He got it. Technique don't work when you're angry. All right.
Pat Cloud walked away from that like this.
He was legit.
Oh,
shaking.
For real?
Yes.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, shit.
Roxy, my bad. I was doing some research with this fucking clown. Can you run through your, all what you do?
Oh, my accolades?
Again, for me.
I cosplay. I do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. I'm an online comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to kick your ass. I have a book.
It hurts to be wrong.
A comic book that just dropped a little while ago called Noir's the New Black. I rap. I got a mixtape coming out in February. That's going to be Hey Arnold themed. And then what the fuck else I do? Oh, I'm a host on Network. So like I auction off toys and shit.
This is the quality of our host right now.
Oh, I'm a producer for All Def Gaming and All Def Cannabis.
Where else will you get this level of guest host?
Thank you.
There you go. Where else?
Why? You know what this makes us, right?
What does that make us?
I saw this coming from my
head. Yeah.
Easy. Wait, come back.
What
come
does
back.
It
mean?
I
want to
know.
Little shoulders?
Not little shoulders.
Brennan's taking a nap.
Little shoulders?
You do got little shoulders.
Come on, baby shoulders.
She said you got little shoulders, Brennan. Where she said it?
Because I looked at him. I was like, you don't have.
Hey,
Brennan's taking a nap.
Whether you're on the Patreon, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcast, YouTube, no matter where it is, we have great guest hosts like Roxy here.
Thank you.
And you only going to find that here because we're on the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Is that your catchphrase? Okay.
He's been
fuck Brennan and his little shoulders.
And Brennan hates it with all the passion.
He really does.
He does not like it.
Brennan, you hate a lot of stuff.
He does. But you know what I do like, Roxy?
Huh?
I like winning.
Shut up. Man, okay, look. Brennan was like, I'm going to play Smash Bros, blah, 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 blah.
Hold on. There's something we talk about often on the podcast. So I do talk a lot of shit
on
the podcast.
He does.
And then so Roxy, you put me in, you entered me into a tournament.
Anyone,
at All Duck Gaming.
Anyone.
No, no, not only did I win, not only did I win, I get a medal, so and I didn't just win. I fucking whopped, I wiped the floor with them, did I not?
Everybody?
Oh, yeah, sleeping, Brennan. Thank you. I'm sleeping, Brennan. Brennan slept. Because that's your shoulders. Consent.
Yeah, you can. It's fine.
They're not that small.
I'm wearing a
hoodie. They're meaty. No, but they're meaty. I thought they were smaller than that. They. No. But look at my hand on this man's shoulder, though.
Look at it.
You getting slept.
I'm a little person.
You are like, little.
Got them Barbie doll shoulders.
No, I was just going to say, it's like, I just want to point out that Roxy brought me on the. She brought me on All Def Gaming simply because of that. She was like, I hate
Brennan. Were there people on there that are like,
yeah,
coveted
it's
Smash.
No, they really
like,
good.
Yeah. People who play in tournaments and shit. Yeah, yeah. They were on there.
He, I mean, we were there when we came back in at the end. And you said,
yeah, we came in right at the end.
You rep for us in animation.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was literally in the room right over there. Like, that's the reason I missed the last podcast, because I was repping us in that, which I did a good job of that, did I not?
You did.
Yeah, so I showed up.
But
I
he was texting me talking shit like, play the game, Brennan. Like,
but look, no, I mean, I just want to tell you guys how disrespectful I was really quick.
He was very disrespectful.
And I was like, before the camera started rolling,
I heard
Cleo told me he wants me to lean into being a villain. He's like, be the villain, just do it, it's gonna work. And I was just like, I say less. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have to change anything. You're just an evil
you were
person.
Just like, I just gotta be me.
I'm just gonna talk. My bad. Ooh.
Man, you really you just refuse to put that on vibrate.
So it's off, but my daughter's texting me, so she gets the bypass thing.
But they just put on vibrate though.
No, it won't. It just bypasses
bypass.
All of us.
Okay,
yeah, because it's like, this is apparently the power went out in the neighborhood, but she's fine. She's
right.
Just like,
okay.
But well, real quick, I just super fast.
We gotta get you out of here at 6.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, but I say real quick. Damn. So I say real quick is what happened. She entered me into this All Def tournament with people who do play in tournaments, mm-hmm. and the people who talk the most junk.
Yep.
And I proceeded to wipe the floor with all of them. Every single
he
person on that pocket.
Did you,
I went with two lives with every single person. We were playing with three.
He didn't wipe. He did good. He didn't wipe.
I wiped. Okay. So the person who was talking the most shit, I said, hey, whoever's watching on this live stream, whatever character name I see come up next, I'm going to play in this tournament with that character next and whoop his ass.
He was being a
and what did I do?
Damn.
And what did I do?
What did they say?
Who did you do? They gave me the two chicks. Picks the what's her name?
Mira and Pythra or something like that.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pretty good character.
But that's not my character. You know what I'm saying?
It's
I don't
not
play
who Brennan
with
plays with.
It's not who I play with at all. And I still won the tournament. And so it made it even better because she entered me in the tournament because she wanted to see me get waxed. And she's the one who has to send me the medal. Right, Roxy?
Send you the medal.
Oh, you had to bring it to him in person.
Mm.
I'm proud of you, Brennan. You repped the dojo.
You came on you and your little show.
Thank you, Rob.
At the end of the day, he repped for animation.
He did a great job. Congratulations.
He did.
If he wasn't repping for us, then fuck
I told her what was going to happen.
He repped the dojo.
Over here, putting your hair all over me. I told you what I was gonna do, and then I did it. All right, Keenan.
Yeah, so let's get into the shits, man. Anime characters that we want to smash. Roxy, you are on. You're up.
Go.
What you got? What you got for us? And Brennan, you on deck?
Okay. Right. So, hit myself in the nose. So, we're gonna start with Inuyasha because Inuyasha is one of my favorite shows.
Ugh.
Now,
yeah, you know I hate the show. Just keep going.
So y'all can suck it. Okay, I'm trying to fuck Inuyasha.
Okay.
And his brother.
At the same time.
Same
time?
Okay, because...
You say same time.
Maybe. Depends on what they want. Consent.
I mean, yeah, because that is siblings. And they
but it's... They're
half-brothers.
Okay.
Okay.
Together would be amazing because it's... First of all, they have, like, all this beef. So it'll be like a competition. Like, I'm a fuck better. Right? Not only that, I feel as though it's a certain level of gentleness that I could get from both of them. You know what I mean? Like, if... I would make them like me first. It's not just a dry fuck. Like, they got to like me first. Because once they like you, they're a little bit more tender.
Right.
Okay.
But I also could just make them both mad and then just get torn the fuck apart. Either way, I would be excited.
How is this happening?
We're in the forest.
No. Okay.
the whole scenario.
She's about to paint us the picture.
Yo. Okay, go for it. Paint it.
No, it's just a little graphic.
We have it. I mean,
I don't know. It just depends.
Is it?
All of it.
Is it taking turns? Like, I'm watching?
Nah.
Or it's trained out?
Trained out.
Eiffel
Tower. I'm saying, yeah, I'm trying to, what's up? All of it. I want
DP?
Yo, all of it.
Roxy is out.
If I'm doing this, I'm doing it. Because the other thing is, like, when am I going to get this opportunity?
Hey, Roxy, coming out the gate at a 9,000.
You don't want to leave to be like,
if you're going to go hard.
I'm fucking, but I'm not going to be like, hey, you first. No.
I'm not mad
if
at
they're, it. Because the other thing is, like, when are they together? They're never really together because they're always fighting. So if I got both of them, I'm fucking.
Hey, guys, how about we put our differences aside?
How about you put your differences inside?
Exactly.
I want it.
Who do you think is packing more?
You know what?
You know who's Packing Morris. Stop. Yes, definitely.
Because he's so quiet. And so, that's that big dick energy. Mm. Somebody said in demon form, yes. Yes. Inuyasha in demon form would definitely fuck me better than Inuyasha in his...
But that's who you want. You want to cuddle with regular Inuyasha.
Yeah,
afterwards.
I want to cuddle with human Inuyasha. Yeah. You know, yeah, one time
the post-coital,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, oh, yeah, like, me. Or Sis Homaru, because he got that one arm, so the other
The one arm?
He's only got one arm?
Yeah, the other arm got cut off. I forgot if he gets it back later, but yeah, he got one arm. That's why the other arm just, that little sleeve. Just
okay. Made. I mean, that could be kind of, sometimes you're on your side, you don't just really know like what to that. Do with the other arm. Yeah.
But so. He also has that tail demon rope thing, so that might be warm. Mm. But yeah, I'm just trying that to get plowed through.
It says someone's going to hit you with that numb.
Mm.
Like, yo, this is going to be too much for you. Let
Wind
me numb
scar,
you up first.
Yes. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Let me numb you up first?
Mm. There is okay. a numbing cream.
I didn't say that dude Tank said it.
So yeah, Tank. Okay, so there is a numbing cream that you can put on your bits if you want to.
What would you want to? All
right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead into mine.
Brennan, yeah. All right.
This is what we wanted. We wanted.
Yeah, no, listen. Yeah. I mean,
what
I
else do you want? You want more? Like,
hey, no, baby,
I can't hate on the pick. I can't hate
that's
on the pick.
That's a great opening pick.
Thank yep. you.
The train or the threesome, whatever y'all call it out there in these streets, we call it train. All right.
Brennan?
I'd like to ask, I'd like to tag in a friend to help me out here. Can you pronounce the name for me, please?
Yorichi?
Yorichi. This is a still woman wrong. From Bleach. Yeah, sorry. She's from Bleach. I'm terrible at names. We all know that.
Black woman, right?
She's a black woman from Bleach. She has purple hair.
Terrible with words.
She is absolutely, she's very powerful. She's known for her speed. She also turns into a cat. Her first appearance in the show, she actually showed up naked. She isn't known for necessarily having the like a crazy anime woman body. She has a regular woman body, but she's still very, very, very much so in shape and beautiful. But the thing that makes her the best is that she is one of the coolest characters in anime history. Like, she's always down for the smoke. She's always cool with all the people. Everybody respects her and likes her. When it's time for a fight, she holds her own against literally anybody.
Okay.
And she's just cool as fuck. Like I said, she normally, for the first, what is it, first season or two seasons of Bleach, she's literally just a fucking cat that's just chilling.
Just like, so wait, just okay.
She becomes,
first season?
She becomes, yeah. She becomes a human or shows her human form.
Yeah, but
human.
Normally she's just chilling.
Okay, we're here. Fuck it. You smashing the cat or you smashing her? Or you smashing both?
I mean, what? You're going to the Soul Society. I
think. Hey.
What? You're sick.
We're not just doing this simple. You're so you know, sick. I pick this person and then Ice is next.
If she's a cat and she wants it, what are we doing?
Yeah, how do you?
What if she turns into cat form mid stroke?
I don't even know.
Pull out,
I'm gonna keep.
You gonna come on the cat? You gonna come on the cat?
I honestly don't know.
You just busted in
how
cat
that
face.
Would even work.
You know,
Brennan busted in a cat's face.
You were busting the cat's face?
That's
no
sick.
Way.
I don't know how we got to this.
That's sick.
I mean, there's a lot of Brennan here. Yeah.
Rixie, Rocky literally set this up in the sense of like where we gotta go.
Well, I do have a question, because you don't seem like you want to fuck the cat. So what if she changed like you it's like right there
bust
and then
the,
she changed.
That's some freaky shit that she like to do. She like to change mid sex.
That's a breach of trust.
No, that feels
that's a breach of trust.
It's a breach of trust, and I will say that
I'm trying to rub your finger.
It's all right. It's okay. You know,
it was so small too.
Yo, hey, little fingers, it's little coming. Shoulders. You're
it's
just
funny.
A little man.
I said that earlier, actually.
Oh, Rocky's hands are. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brennan.
Damn,
it's okay.
So you couldn't palm a tennis ball.
I can palm a basketball, but I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry.
No, you can palm a basketball?
Hmm?
Bet.
Bet what?
Bet money.
I bet you $1,000.
That you can palm a basketball?
$1,000.
A woman's ball?
No, a man's ball. I can palm a man's ball.
You can palm man's ball.
You see me do it all the time. Like I do it in office. I have one in my office. I can go grab it right now.
I
bet you
$1,000. NBA.
I can pick it up and hold it like this.
I'm talking about like this and
bet
like,
money.
$1,000.
Do it. I bet the money.
$1,000.
Bet the money.
Take the money or not. Shake my hand.
Dude, you gotta shake his hand.
Guys, it's not a great market right now. Okay, inflation is crazy. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
So look, if you're not gonna put up, then shut up.
No, I'm saying. So
no, this is the part where you shut up. Because if you're not gonna put up, then shut up.
You do gotta put up.
I said $5.
He didn't say $1,000. What's the middle? Meet the middle.
$500.
No.
Then shut up.
No,
all right. So
no,
like I was saying. Five. So like I was
you
saying.
You can't talk to me like that with shoulders like that. Let's get that straight.
Well, I brought the money to compensate. You didn't. What are you compensating with?
You can't compensate with them shoulders or them hands. I got you beating both of those.
That's all you got, isn't it?
That's all I need.
Okay. So like I was saying.
As you were saying.
As
you got surprised by fucking a cat.
I was going to say is that feels like more of a game time decision. that's what I was going to say. Just like, you fucking like, oh, you're a cat. No, you're a cat. Yeah, I don't know. I have no attraction to any form of cat ever in my life. So I think that would probably ruin the entire sexual experience for me. That would be my guess. I'd be like, I would feel betrayed for sure. And so, you know, I'd probably be done with it at that point. But that's probably what I'd do. But I don't think she would do that because, as I said, one of the main reasons I picked her is because she's one of the coolest characters in anime. And she's extremely flexible and extremely strong. So I'm about that life. Who you got? Who you got, Ice?
Ice, who you got?
I need to. He missed out on some things because
Go fill it in. Ice wanted this pick as well.
This is the pick that I'll say it that I lost in rock, paper, scissors because I wanted this pick as well. But I would fully utilize the fact that she's a cat because I would... I would travel with her. I would travel
it's
with
not
her.
The voice, Craig.
Everywhere, because you know you ain't gotta pay for pets. I would just make her a pet, and then we can join the Mile High Club. I bring her in the bathroom as a cat, and then you know they
gonna,
have sex.
That's fine, but they are gonna think you fucking a cat. With
that's fine. I know in my
people
heart
outside
and soul,
that bathroom. What the fuck is going on?
It's all about perception.
They gonna think I'm watching a porno because they gonna hear her moaning and shit.
Perception is reality, so they're gonna be recording the outside of that bathroom.
They
watch you bring a cat in there, and you're gonna walk out with a cat.
You'll be on Shade Room.
That's fine. I'll take that. I know in my heart that I'm recorded too, so I have the footage.
Bro, if you record,
I'm
it,
taking
you
her,
it.
And we get to go on trips. I get to fuck her in Thailand. I get to fuck her in Japan. I get to fuck her in Europe, everywhere, and I'm paying only for me.
Okay,
like
that's
next level.
But who's your actual pick? Who's your pick then?
But I just wanted to.
Okay.
I feel like
he's on the record.
There's a lot he left on the
table.
I'm happy I left that. Go on. I can afford to bring my women with me when I go places.
I understand what I was trying to do, but that's not going to be a good look.
What you mean it's not? I can travel with her. That's just travel. I ain't even just saying Mile High. You said you can afford, but I mean, yeah, you paying a child's ticket, so it don't matter.
This is just sounding worse.
Are you talking about because I'm
a
small person?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about...
I wasn't calling him a pedophile.
I don't know what was going on.
All right, Ice, who's the pick?
I'm taking shots, but I ain't taking no shots
Rob,
like that.
Rob, cleaning it up. Who's the pick?
Who's the pick? Give me the pick.
Just off of sheerly off of looks, because she don't do a whole lot in the series, but her heart is right, is Mabui from Naruto. She's from the village hidden in the clouds, also known as the village with a lot of black people, all the black people. So she is black. Spoiler alert, everybody on my list will be beautiful black women. So because that reflects on, you know, who I like in real life, outside of, you know, other things. But yeah, she's pretty dope. She's dope. Don't do that. We're not going there. We're not going there.
I mean, you gotta understand. y'all are arch nemesis. You gotta watch what you do and say around.
Bomani is my arch nemesis. I already told you guys.
Yeah,
that. It's not.
Don't, so don't,
it's
don't
not
do
ice.
That.
Yeah.
No, Ice. Hold on a second.
No.
Wait, Ice. Hold on. You've spoken so many truths. 1,000 kids you graduated with. Now we're talking about only black women. So go on. Keep saying what you're saying.
No,
it's okay, bro. You keep going.
Man.
Long story short, Mabui is dope. She has her head on her shoulders, and
hey, Rob, when was your wedding?
She keeps the October 19th. 16th. Yep. I was trying to give him the wrong dates. Rob, what the fuck, man?
Sorry.
Congratulations.
I can't. Thank you. Roxy, I can't sit here and get the wrong date for my wedding. Well, how fucked is that going to look?
Yo, Roxy's initial reaction was just so damn funny. I'm sorry. Roxy's initial reaction was fucking.
Bro, why would you do that?
Fucking hilarious. Mm-mm.
Bro, what? Who says? I'm even.
Bro, you're fucking wild.
You are wild, Brandon.
You're wild as fuck.
Wild.
What did you think I was going to do when I took that picture?
You're sick as fuck. I didn't think it was going to come back this soon.
This soon?
He knew
it
would
come back eventually.
I knew it was going to come back eventually.
Let me see
again. Hey, for the record.
She got a cute haircut.
No, she was cute.
I fucking hate it.
Oh, don't worry. Like, my little shoulders and little hands can still hold the phone.
Yeah, I bet.
You said the blonde lady with the bob?
The blonde lady with the bob?
What's that?
No, not the white one. She's like the only white person from
somebody
that village.
Somebody said we need Dr. Umar here.
Slow RC3.
I beg your pardon.
No, that is a hill that I will still die on. Bullshit picture or not, black women are...
Y'all still dating?
It was never dating to begin with. Let's make that clear. It was never.
In Ice's defense, he would not give me her name on air.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
Well,
she came to the wedding.
No, I mean, he brought her to.
Why are
we doing
to Rob's wedding? Because you brought a person to the wedding.
We're not talking about this. This is
it was Rob's wedding. He's right there.
I am right here. What does that have to do with anything?
Because you made the statement as if you were only.
You made
it. I said amongst other. I said amongst other things, though.
Amongst other things. You said. You said that. Amongst Brennan put the heat on your ass.
I said that right after I said black women.
That's your pick.
It's cool. It's cool. Next pick.
I told you. Still laughing?
Still funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm still, and I still love black women. What do you mean?
Nobody's Rob, what you got?
All right, my pick.
How would that even know? How would that negate that? Don't look at me like we're supposed to be on the same team.
I'm going
to
need a drink of water after before this. Oh, fuck.
I don't judge anybody for what love what you love.
Rob, what you got? What you got, Rob?
All right. My first pick. I'm going with Midnight from My Hero Academia. Ooh. The R-rated pro hero.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, listen.
Wait, what's her name again?
Midnight.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, listen, we see it. We see what she's working with, because she puts it all out there. Yeah. And you know, she knows what she's doing.
We're white and blue, right?
Yeah. She's got like white and blue or white and black, something like that.
That's a good one.
Just like, you know, thank you. I figure, you know, she's experienced. She's gonna treat me nice. I'm sure she's a lady that looks like she dabbles in safe words.
Yep.
Which, you know, I know I'll be taken care of. You know?
And that's important.
She'll be gentle
with
you.
Wait, what is her
power
again?
She'll be gentle. Mm. She can make people fall asleep, and it works better on men than women. So maybe she can like microdose and like we'll get a little weird, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Okay.
I did.
That's my first
Rob just took that to 11 right there. Yeah. I like how he did it like subtly, but didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
So what would be your fan? Who would be your fantasy with her in a sense?
He just said it. He's like safe for it.
Let's
get nasty.
Let's see what happens. You know, like bring out like what do you got? Let me see the works. And let's like start at 10.
Roll
dial
it
back.
Yep.
Roll
and whatever
out.
We go, that's what we got.
Yeah.
I
right.
like it.
We're going to yes, no, no, yes, no,
hey,
no, no. We're going to
let's go.
Rob, yes. Rob was like, he's not like, oh, this is going to be some fun. No, Rob was like, yes.
Tear me up, lady.
Let's see what's up.
Okay. Mm.
Keep the peg at home, though. Let's
keep the peg at home.
She do this weekly.
All right. That's my pick.
Myself? I'm staying in my hero world.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rumi.
Rumi. Who's that again?
Bunny ears.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking the frog lady?
No.
Oh.
Come on, bro. Froggy is the frog lady. Her name is Frog, and the frog's in her name.
I didn't know that.
And she's a teenager.
Yeah.
Rumi is a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's super cute.
The bunny girl.
Oh, yeah. Everybody cosplays her.
Everybody cosplays her. She's big in cosplay.
So
all day. Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
She's an incredible.
Good pick.
She looks incredible.
That's a good pick.
Fit, strong. She talks shit. She wants smoke. And in the bedroom, that's gonna be sexy.
What's her quirk?
Yeah.
Damn, right,
anything a bunny can do? Because if she can multiply.
I mean, pretty much she just like she's one of them people that's just like she's a
Hop
fighter in
it?
A sense. Like she's strong as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So sock me. Sock me in the face.
You want her to punch you?
You want a
oh, you
strong
trying to get
character?
Slapped and shit? Hey, that's fire.
Hey, with her, yes.
You trying to get dominated?
Sock me. If she's on top of me, choking me, I don't mind that.
I do. She's super strong.
Roxy has a question.
So remember when
so
he
what?
Was like, "You a power bottom," and you was like, "No."
That's power
yeah,
bottom
that
activity.
Is, it is.
With a lady, yeah, that's fine.
That,
I don't care.
That's what he said, though, and you got, oh, blah, blah. So that's just.
No. You said a power bottom with a strap on, my nigga. Yeah.
No,
like,
no,
not,
I said that could be part.
No. It's not part. Viscous innards, and that's it. That's
you said you want her to choke you out, bro?
She can choke me. She can sock me.
It feels good.
She can spit on me.
Mm-hmm. I just like to point out that my favorite moment in this entire podcast was how serious your face just got when you said that.
What?
You didn't look at nobody. You went straight for it. He was like, so she can sock you, bro? You were like, you were looking at him. You did this. You were like, she can sock me. She can choke me. I was like, oh, he means this shit.
I want it.
She want it. Because kind of like what Rob said, she's on. She likes.
Didn't he do that?
She likes danger.
Are you so hiding, like, harboring feelings?
She's riding that line.
No, I mean, I'm just saying in the sense of, like, she loves danger, too. So she's going to be on that safe word type shit. Like, yo, she wants it. She going to want it rough,
safe
too.
Safe words on this side of the table,
you be,
huh, guys?
You be out here choking?
Huh?
You be out here
that's,
choking?
That's standard.
Juvon said
isn't
hands
it?
Is her quirk.
Isn't choking standard?
I mean,
there's a lot of people that don't choke, which
Juvon
sucks.
Sangster
you don't
said,
choke? Oh, it's the hands? Oh. Hey, no, wait. Here you go. No, that was good.
Yo.
He sucked that in. That was a good one.
That's good.
Roxy and Isa say Brennan can't choke women because his hands are too small.
I just caught the joke.
I mean, that's great though.
I just smash some small dudes. They be choking because they like, I got something to prove. So that's not. I am competitive.
Yeah. I am competitive.
He probably be choking shit. Yeah.
I can see Brennan doing that. Smacking the
bitch, who ain't got hands? Like, yeah.
You like, oh shit, he's strong.
Maybe, bitch, yeah. Who ain't got
hands? All right, so we are. I mean, we already had an hour, but I mean, almost an hour. But
we want to do one more. Let's do one more trip around the table.
Oh, let's do it. All right.
Yeah, so you only get one more, Roxy.
Okay, I'm gonna just list all.
Make it count.
Okay,
excuse me, I'm gonna list all of them.
I worked hard on this list. Okay,
go for
so it. Goku, of course, because I love Goku and he's stupid a little bit, but stupid dick is great.
Okay, just like crazy pussy's great. Yeah. Go on, keep going.
Hal from Howl's Moving Castle, because he's so sweet and he's also like crazy.
You get fucked by Batman?
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Roxy, give me that pussy, Roxy.
Yo, please, here, have it. But he also can walk in the air. So it's like you said with the cat, like, but not like that, because yours is gross. But like, we can fuck in the clouds.
How was mine gross?
Yours is gross. But he looks like a man. I don't want to fuck him as a bird. You know? Like,
I'm not fucking her as a cat.
That ain't what we heard. So I want to fuck in the air.
Hey, man.
I'm fucking
the
air.
The internet going to think you fuck the cat.
Let her finish her list, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to fucking.
I bring her in as a cat.
I bet you do. What color cat?
What?
All right, so. also, if we're going Hunter x Hunter,
don't
I wanna
say Hisoka.
No, I'll only because it. He got the pedophile undertones.
Thank you.
Yes, but if we take that out, I would fuck. But he don't want me. So, no, I want to fuck Meruem. I never say this wrong. The king? The king Chimera Ant. Oh,
so he
with that tail? But you want that tail?
Wow, all right.
Choke me with it. I'm just getting choked with the tail. A choking stroke with a tail.
Damn.
And he's really sweet when he likes you.
Oh my God. See, are you how far are you?
I'm in that section. Like I just finished the part where
the
chairman
like
and Meruem just fought. Is where I'm at. They just finished that fight.
It's
and
so
like,
good.
That fight was dope.
It was crazy.
The chairman and Meruem.
Netero.
And Netero. And Meruem's people came up and they did some eating.
Yeah, ooh, it was crazy.
They were
it was
having
wild.
A time.
So him, while he got his wings and shit, just
yeah, he just got his wings.
Too.
Yep.
And adult gone when he goes crazy and he's like,
but he's still a child.
No, he's 30. I looked it up before this. They said he's in his 30s.
No, that's
he's in his 30s.
If you if I'm bringing a cat,
gone when he turns.
Ah! He hasn't seen.
No. It's okay.
Hey, look. It's on him.
No, he's literally watching it right now.
Hurry up.
I'm trying, okay?
But him as an adult,
you
right.
can't.
Fuck
no,
it.
If I'm getting in trouble for bringing a cat into an airplane
he's
bathroom,
an adult.
If you're walking a baby boy, 11
no,
year old.
No. I'm not coming when he's 11. He's already an adult at this point.
Hey, guys,
walking him in at 11, and then he turns into a grown man.
Moving to the next
with an 11 year old.
He's trying to add my pedophile because you all up here.
Because he's mad.
He know what he did.
Adult gone. Got it.
Oh, wait. And then from Blood of Zeus, Heron, and his brother.
This is another brother situation.
Yeah, both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Too. Same time.
It's crazy. I knew she was going to say
yes.
Yes, sir.
I ask you an open question right now.
Hey.
Have you ever had a train ran on you or a threesome?
Oh, before? Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah. It's a threesome. They wouldn't touch it. So it's technically a train. I didn't got DP'd. It's an amazing feeling. But then they started fighting. I was like, we're not gonna.
They
do
fight.
It.
They
Yo, they was wild. Yeah, they was like arguing.
They dicks
touch? Yeah, they no, they didn't. They were just like trying. It was a. I want to fuck. I want to. It was that. I'm like, we all supposed to be having a good time here.
Yeah, it seems like it would be bad. Yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Did one of them finish first?
Nobody finished because they were just like making me uncomfortable. I was like, I came here for dicks.
These
so
motherfuckers.
Then you left and
they had to. Yeah, I was like, y'all got
it. Fumbled the bag.
No. Wait.
Fumbled the bag.
Wait.
They derailed the train.
Cam, what did you say?
I said, so you left and they had to fuck each other.
Yeah. this is not fun for me. I'm not enjoying this. So I'm going to go.
That's the most wild episode we've ever done, dog.
Easily.
Okay.
Easily.
Because, I mean.
Yvonne Sangster, she saw your comment of the confetti.
I love it. So fuck.
She shook her titties to that, just for the record.
I will fuck both of them. Or separately. And then I think that's the last one.
That's the last one?
Yeah, that's the last one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Gojo Sensei. I will fuck him separately. Because he can take me into the domain.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch him. We'll figure it out.
You ain't going to feel it.
I'm going to feel it.
No,
when he puts you in the domain.
But then he can make the domain to where I can feel it.
Yeah, well, also, too, it's also about he can let you touch him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and he gets touched.
Yeah.
He gonna get touched.
So he gets touched in
So who's your number one on that list though?
Number one, probably be him because he's also like funny and kind of like that. So yeah, him or Hal will be number one.
So Spectacular Spider, this ep is definitely demonetized. Yeah.
Oh, you're not gonna get any money.
Well, you know what's funny? A lot of since Jujutsu Kaisen came out, I feel like a lot of women are putting Gojo at the top of the list.
Yeah.
It's like him and Kakashi.
All right, Brennan.
My list is short, so I'm just going to run through it really quick.
You want me to do your whole list or just your next one?
I mean, I'm going to do what she did. Go for it. I don't think it's. I hope I'm not.
Why would I say don't run through your whole list? Because if it's on ours, it's like we let her run through because you know a special guest. But like,
and she's picking dudes.
Fucking go for it. Who
go
cares?
For it?
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
This is a nasty episode.
So my next one's Bulma.
Yep.
Mostly just because fuck you, Vegeta.
He typed fuck you.
I did, and I fucked Vegeta.
And you fucked Vegeta too.
I fucked Vegeta.
No, fuck Vegeta. As in, like, I
hate it. Vegeta
too. Gotta be careful with the word fuck on this episode.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I clarified it, so thank you for making sure I did.
Yeah.
Ice is in his feelings today.
So much.
Well, you showed me that.
So much tension between you.
Bro, Ice is looking for any get back, any type of anything.
He's feeling it right now. It's funny. can you help me with this? Rangiku? Masumoto?
Rangiku
from Bleach. If you've seen her, she's a.
Yeah,
there's
she's
normally
the
like
orange-haired
the orange-haired chick with. She's with the ice guy, the ice thing. You know, like, you know the kid that's ice?
The young dude. The
yeah.
Young, the,
yeah, but
the
she's
prodigy.
Like the adult with him. Yeah,
yeah.
He's the prodigy.
Oh, yeah.
She's
the
vice captain.
Yeah,
She's stacked, but she also has dope energy because she'd be looking out for him and literally everybody else. And
Captain Itsugaya.
Thank you. And she also is just like, she wants to smoke. Like, when it's time to fight, she's ready to fight. She might not win every fight. But she don't back down from nobody.
She just got washed in the fight. Also.
Yeah, she'll get washed sometimes. But she fucks people up sometimes, too, because her Zangpakuto's power is pretty cool, which would be terrifying in the bedroom.
He fought that
dude
that made her sword hella heavy.
Oh, yeah. His sword's dope. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last one
she's
would
the
be...
with them thangs.
Elizabeth Leonis.
Them thangs is right. She got them motherfucking thangs.
My last one's Elizabeth Leonis from the Seven Deadly Sins. She's an angel, an archangel. So, you know, I'm trying
to... That's a giant, right?
No, she's the main love interest for...
Sir Leonis, right?
Yeah, for Leonis.
Yeah.
Leonis.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, okay. I got
yeah, you. She's the one. She's like an angel and all that kind of stuff. So, and I will say, as a disclaimer, they say that her... I only want the angel version of her, which is like her reincarnated version, which she's lived for hundreds of years. Mm. But the original version of her is only 16. So, I wouldn't fuck with that. But I'll take the hundreds-of-year-old angel that has lived this life many times and blessed many a soul. I'm here for it.
That's another thing about Yorichi
right there,
that I would like too, because she's been around for years. So
she's been around for
a
long time.
She's also a Shinigami, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, living is.
She can teach me a couple things with her old ass.
Probably good.
All right, that's my list.
Fine wine.
I mean, my list had only them three. Yorichi was the first one, and then it was Mabu, and then my third would be Coffee from Cowboy Bebop. She is cold as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Got the fro. We can fro out together.
Oh, yeah, Coffee. Mm-hmm. I forgot about her.
We can fro out together. We can go. She's a bounty hunter. I can just tag along on her missions, and then she can just, you know, when she collects her bounty, we can spend it, and then I can wax that ass. That would be my thrill of, like, doing missions with her, and then once we make a getaway, then we just have hot sex in a random hotel in fucking New Mexico or something like
that.
What
if you get captured, though?
Yeah. Or she's selling you out?
Me? I won't get captured. I'll be all right. I think I will see what the...
He's fine.
I'll be all right. I can get away. And I'll be strapped. So, you know, she'll teach me a thing or two. She'll teach me how to handle her and weapons. So, yeah, I'll be good. That's mine for sure. Keeping it black. Keeping it afro. She has an afro. All the time.
Roxy's eye contact, y'all.
I need to work on my facial expression. I'd be trying to not give it away.
All right.
Poker face.
Yeah.
Rob, keep through the rest of my list.
Yep. Keeping it BET.
I'm taking Laughter from Iron-Blooded Orphans. She's got the hips. She's got the midriff.
Yep.
I'm taking it.
Good choice.
The only one from, Laughter. I think, from Naze's crew that was like, I've got a little bit of a wandering eye, so I feel like I can maybe peel her off. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was
for the
like,
record, snap, for the record, guys, as I pointed out to Rob before I knew his list, he liked the brown skin girls. Go ahead, Rob.
Speaking of, I have Marla from Megalobox Season 2, single mom. You know, she's a little lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got that rambunctious kid. You got to teach her. You know, she needs some time. She's
bro,
some attention.
That's horrible, dog.
She needs some time. She needs some attention. What?
You out here fucking single mothers?
Hey, as a single mother, you need to get fucked. Like it's hard.
They have needs, Keenan.
Yeah,
Keenan,
husband,
insensitive.
I smashed.
Why'd you talk to him?
You know what
about
saying?
What about?
I smashed single mothers before, but
you're still a human.
Yeah,
I ain't got fucked in months. Keenan is hard.
It's hard,
and I'm cute. I'm not even. Hey. be busy.
Black.
But
shut your ass.
I don't like. Let's just hold on.
No, we're not going.
So next on the list, I got Hellas from Dragon Ball Super. Because how often do you get to fuck a goddess of destruction? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, yep.
That seems like it was right there on the stage.
She's gonna be like destroy.
I mean, if that's the last act, then like that's a pretty good one.
Let me tell you something. If you don't destroy that Usy, she gonna destroy you. You better go to work.
I'll take the gamble.
You better work.
You better be pulling that black belt shit.
On your third round by the time you come to her.
All right. And then last but not least, I'll go with Faye from Cowboy Bebop, because that was definitely like when the first time I saw her on TV, I was like, oh, they can do this. I didn't know. But I'm definitely not leaving her alone with my wallet. I'll say that much. But that rounds out my list.
What about the live action one?
I mean, she's cute, but
she wasn't sexualized in the live action.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. It's just like, what? I'm not trying to say you're supposed to do that, but it's like that was like a major point.
They took
point.
A different, yeah, they took a different.
She, like, did stuff.
That's the easiest thing you don't have to like fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So I had Boma on my list also.
Well done.
Yeah. Boma out here thick, strong. I like strong personality women. And she's rich as hell, so you get that bread. I mean, you go, I'm living a life.
Okay.
Smashing Boma, dog. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to have a bunch of robots. I'm going to be Elon Musk. Black Elon Musk. Michiko. It's from an anime called Michiko. I forgot what it's called. Michiko and...
Oh, is this the one Sabrina was talking about last week?
Yes.
Okay.
The Brazilian girl.
Yep.
Beautiful. Rides a bike. Badass. Fuck it, before y'all even get to the jokes. Yes, I'll be riding on the back of the bike, so I'm not going to sit there and let y'all get that off, because
slow down.
I'm riding on the back of the jet ski with my girl, because I was afraid of water.
Baby, you gonna let us get this
off, bro? Baby, slow down.
Slow down, Michiko, slow down.
I forgot my blankie.
She out here popping wheelies and jumping over fucking bridges and shit. She's bad as hell. She's sexy. She I don't know if y'all seen her, but like you look her up. She's bad than a motherfucker.
Yeah, she's bad.
Leon from, what's the name, Akame?
She was on my list. Let's leave the belt at home, though.
Yeah,
she might rip you in half.
Yeah, leave the belt at home.
I don't know. He might want to tap
into that.
She
can push that belt and get a little wild.
Does she have a tail when she's got the belt? Because then it's got the tail in your face.
She can choke you.
That's more leverage.
The tail doggy style?
That's leverage.
You wrap that shit around the arm?
That's leverage.
Yo, that would be fire. Okay.
Fire, right?
With the grip socks?
I ain't got to grab the hair. Oh, I mean, she got extra hair, too. I
buy
a tail. With the grip socks on.
Buy a
tail. Ruth
Karachi about to Google buy a tail.
Didn't you say you had been fucking a month or so?
Months. I've been chilling.
So what's the tail going
to
do for
I've been trying
right
to
now.
Be celibate. I'm building my stuff so that when I do,
okay, got it.
Because I'm about to.
You're literally on Amazon now. You really.
I was looking up.
What, like an anal tail or something?
They do have those, but I'm talking about one that wraps. Because if it's an anal tail and you pull, it's gonna.
She wants
out
a sand tail.
Yeah, I want it wrapped around me so they. Okay, go ahead with your list.
Leverage.
Also, I have something I want to say when y'all are done. Okay. This is something I noticed.
All right.
Throw out there.
Next part. As Death, we just watched a comic got killed.
I thought she might come around.
Yeah.
Yo.
Go ahead, Rob.
At first, I was like, but then when we saw her get busty on us.
I mean, listen, the only worry I have with Ezdeath is it's a similar situation with, like, the you better make good on that promise or she is fucking killing you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, like, she's not asking for permission. There's no safe words with Ezdeath.
You getting so up.
At the end of the day, I'm confident in what I got to do.
All right.
I'll say that. I'm confident in what I got to do. I'm not afraid of Ezdeath. If she's like, yo, you got to do what you got to do or I'm going to kill you. I'm like,
terrified of Ezdeath.
Yeah.
Your dick is frozen off.
She can get it.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, dang.
I like that level of power.
Don't make it that cold, though. Shrinkage, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is.
No ice.
And last but not least, General Armstrong, the ice General Armstrong's sister.
General Armstrong.
The sister, yeah.
You made sure you didn't just say Armstrong.
Yeah. Well, I think her name is
Oliver.
I don't know if it's Olivier or Oliver. Like her name is weird.
It's like Olivier Alan. Or something.
Olivier
yeah,
or
it's
something
like
that.
Olivier
Armstrong. She ran the ice parts of that show. And she, I mean, I love how they made the switch on her character from the Full Metal Alchemist to Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, because they made her super girly in there, which was cool. But in this, she was a total badass. I just like badass with her.
Her brother was petrified of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I don't want no parts of my sister. She ain't fucking around. She had a sword and she wanted all the smoke. And I just think she's the type of person, like, what kind of a Rocky said? Rocky was like, you know, I'm kind of a little bit like the tougher one. So when it's time to get into the bedroom, I kind of like to be.
Yeah, all y'all are subs. I just wanted to point that out. Every single person here,
not
all
gonna
y'all
disagree
are subs.
With that.
Yeah,
subs. What do you mean, subs?
Like you're submissive in bed. All the women that y'all listed, yes, you are.
We're super
all the
dominant.
Women that y'all listed, yeah, are very, very dominant
aggressive.
Women. Yeah, they're super aggressive.
No, but it doesn't make you a sub.
Yeah, I'm not.
So you want to dominate the aggressive person, but all y'all were like, yeah, she's gonna tear me up.
I want you to look through my list again and tell me that.
The angel version. Boma, okay.
She's very submissive. She's extremely submissive.
Boma's submissive? Boma's not submissive.
I didn't point at Boma.
So that's half of your list.
But you said my entire
list.
So,
okay, I'm sorry. 50% of your list. Is that better?
That's half.
Is that better?
I'm balanced, man.
Is that better? 50, so you're a switch.
I'm a balanced
You're a switch.
Person. I can do whatever.
But I don't think that still makes you a sub.
I think I'm not trying to say.
I just based off of me in life, I'm not a sub. And that's not like.
I don't know about your life. I'm not fucking saying. Y'all. I'm saying based off of this list, if I were to make an analyzation based off y'all's list and the descriptions, it wasn't just the list. It was
the
descriptions. But
ain't it the same thing as you? Because you said that you're dominant, but you want to be submissive. So that's how, like, my mindset is too. Like, if you're dominant, she gonna be submissive when it comes to bed. Like that's
exactly.
How I'm looking
I don't.
At.
That's
I don't,
not how that works. Though.
But you're walking.
He makes a good point.
Example
I
of
feels
it.
Weird to say.
Yeah,
that.
But I'm. That's not.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I mean, the reason why I can't agree because it's the same thing with a lot of like millionaire, billionaire CEOs who are very aggressive, very on the ball. They're the ones that submissive normally in the bedroom because so that's different. We're not but, those dudes. So we would be the opposite of that.
But I'm not talking about just the women y'all are choosing. I'm talking about how you expressed them to you. You see what I'm saying?
Tina, you were talking about her choking you.
Yeah, you were like, I want to get choked the fuck out.
But
that's
not a bad thing.
No, no, no.
That's
what I'm
saying.
What I'm saying.
Not
here's
a bad
the thing.
Thing.
It's not about being,
I'm not taking it as a hit.
I'm
not worried about it. I wouldn't like my thought process with them. Like when I see them, I'm not like what they'd do to me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even getting choked out, this is not a one way choke. This is
so
not.
You're choking her while she's choking you.
This is a choke. Choke.
All I'm saying is that ain't what was said.
And see who passes out first.
That ain't what you
see. Who
and see who passes out first.
That ain't you.
You gotta go.
Brennan gonna pass out first because he's not giving him enough choking power.
Y'all was like, I want her to fuck me up in the air.
Yes, the sub behavior.
I didn't say that. But
sub, bye, Brennan. Sub.
I'm not.
Hey, that ain't what you said.
Wait, what?
I mean, as hilarious as it is, it doesn't bother me because
it's not a bad thing.
I'm fine with it too.
Sub has a bad connotation. It's not. It's okay to be.
I don't know what a sub. I don't know what a sub. That's why we.
Submissive.
Yeah.
Like submissive.
No, I'm saying. But
Keenan, your shoulders.
But what I'm saying is,
I never sub. It's okay.
Hey.
Whoa, they're so hot.
I put it like this.
Not to get too graphic.
I don't never like have a girl be like on the bed and it's like I lay down. Like, that ain't usually my go-to. Like, I don't usually, like, lay down.
Okay, that's all I need to know about ISIS sex life.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, as a sub, like, I think that's submissive behavior,
right? But this is a fantasy thing, so that's probably why you pick all those women that could dominate you, because you don't get to dominate. You never let anybody dominate you.
Anime. That's all it is.
It's a fantasy. So I'm saying, thank you, because you're always dominant.
I would say this is really because they're characters. And, like, their character is such, like, more powerful than any human. So it's like, there's...
So you're going to get dominated.
No, that's for me. It's like I'm fucking this crazy level power.
That's how I look at it. I feel like they're going to want to be the one.
I mean, listen, I'm good with it. It's just like this is a fantasy. But I'm not signing up for work. Like, I mean, come on. Like,
you want to get taken care of.
Help me out
in bed.
Rob said, help me. Rob said, help me out.
Help me out. I mean, come on.
And that's okay.
And it's a good fuck.
I'm not mad at that. I would.
Why you don't ever lay down first though? That's weird.
That's just like I don't know. I guess because I'm. We're not doing this
right now.
I'm not hyper-masculine at all.
Here we go. Toxic masculinity.
Don't do that. I didn't say that. I said hyper-masculine.
It's just like when I'm in the mode, I'm like my mind don't go there. My mind don't be like, ooh, like let me lay down. And
So you're like, hey, you get on the bed first.
No, it's just...
If you made it to this part of the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't think getting on the bed first makes you submissive, does it?
We're not getting into this. It's not involved.
Don't get me psychoanalyzing, y'all. Because
I mean, we're going to wind up on the therapist couch here in a second.
Yeah,
there's one right down there.
Right over there. All right.
Let's talk about that.
All right, so those are all our picks for who you want to smash.
Who do you... we got one for Killer Cam.
Yeah, who you got? Who would you smash, Cam?
I mean, you said all of them.
Yeah, sure, we did.
Nobody said Rukia, so I'll go with Rukia.
Okay.
Rukia from...
Kuchiki from Bleach.
Bleach.
Mm-hmm. The one who gave Ichigo his powers. The main kid.
Strong woman.
She got the bowl cut.
I'll admit it.
Thank you, Cam. For
she might get better. I think season one Rukia, no, but maybe she developed.
She's very good right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So
episode 153.
You know, he's deeper in Bleach than we are. So
he's very deep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say her. I mean, I got the same haircut. I don't know, Cam.
Y'all got the same haircut?
we kind of do. You're right.
That's
not
wrong.
Pulling each other's
wrong.
Pull each other's hair at the same time. Yeah,
who's the first one to become bald? That's sick as hell. Y'all got the same haircut.
Oh, all right. This shit went off the fucking rails today.
I mean, but Roxy came out at 1,000. Like, I mean, so we had
had to like.
Y'all don't match it. Y'all knew what it was.
That's what it really was.
We ain't no subs. Yeah. So
we learned a lot about some of the members of the animation podcast.
Yeah. All right. So those are our picks. Let us know let us know either in the comment section or hit us up. You know, on our social media platforms, of who you would smash, and are you a sub? Clearly,
are you a power bottom?
Are you a power bottom out here?
What's
the situation? You only met the black woman, but then you know, hey.
Okay,
to a formal event. I'm just saying where everybody can see.
Hey, I'm saying
that's your business.
Look at my track record.
We saw the picture.
Look at my track record. It speaks for itself.
Okay,
I've met. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there we go.
That
track
ain't who
record.
In the picture.
All right.
Multiple
forever.
Pictures. We'll document it. Brennan's a hoe with little shoulders and little hands.
Oh, but he's gone.
And I'm standing on that.
But he's gone. He can't defend himself. But
it wouldn't have made a difference.
So, anyways, yeah. So let's all drop our stuff. Roxy, you drop all your social media stuff
everything.
So they can find you.
Yes. Find you.
Yes, where can
I
find
you? I am on everything as Roxy Hayes, ROXXY, two X's, HAZE. Make sure to follow me on Twitch. I just shout out to Kadeem Thomas, by the way. Let me throw that out there real quick.
All right, yeah.
Kadeem. He's on All Def Gaming with me. He set up my stream, like he sets up streams and stuff, Kalos Media. So my stream is finally set up, so I'm gonna be playing. I haven't played in a while. So right now I'm playing Uppers. I don't know if y'all have ever seen that game. It is a Japanese beat 'em up. I think he found the modded version. I think they just uploaded the modded version of Steam or something like that, where it's now all in English. It is legit. It's a crazy ass game. It's like an anime, but like women throw panties at you. So like that's the you're fighting in front of these women because you want to be the strongest to get panties.
I'm looking at some screenshots.
Yo, it's crazy. Like the gameplay is crazy. Like the fighting is crazy. So I'm playing that on Twitch.
What system is it on?
It's on. I'm playing on PC. I think it's just on PC.
Oh, so it's like PC quality stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's such a good game. So check me out on Twitch.
Man, that's
Like I said, All Dev Gaming. We have a whole lot of stuff coming out. Add me on SoundCloud too, so you can check out my mixtape. And I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Please follow Roxy. Here. She is an amazing guest.
Great follow.
Freaking always. Great follow. She's hilarious online too. I'm telling you, she's going to make you laugh for damn sure.
Facts.
Brennan's at Brennan produces.
Brennan Little Hands?
He's not here.
He's changed his Instagram handle like three times.
Was it Brennan the Bitch?
It was Mr. Little Hands.
Why was he making that something?
Big head motherfucker with no shoulders. That was one of them.
Brennan, I'm sorry.
Ice, go ahead, drop your stuff.
Ice McGowan, ice.mcgowan on everything. Follow me on YouTube. Getting this YouTube started, the anime. I've been dropping 8 videos a day for like a month and a half now on YouTube. Not playing games. Please subscribe. I don't give a fuck about all the other social media networks. I don't give a fuck. But YouTube. Ice McGowan on YouTube. Subscribe. That's all I got.
All right, Rob.
Yeah, you guys know I'm not super active on social media, so I'm going to shout out an artist. Check out Art of Iden on Instagram. He does a lot of great illustrations of like superheroes, comic book characters, Power Rangers, all that stuff. He posts his stuff with all the pencils and markers he used to draw it. It's really great work. I followed him today as soon as I saw his stuff. Check it out. It's Art of Iden, ArtOfIdan on Instagram. Check him out.
Keenan Baker on everything, KEENAN Baker on every single thing. Make sure just join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation, SHUN. Shout out to, I'm wearing a Nami Wear jacket, the Laminion jacket, yep. One with 1 million.
Okay.
So,
yikes.
Buffering out here. Shout out to also my boy DC Irvin. I'm rocking his beanie today. Prove it, motherfuckers. Prove it, Pink Gang. So shout out to DC Irvin. And man, follow us on Animation Podcast on all platforms, man. We thank y'all.
One thing about the Patreon, real quick. Hell Sing, I'm doing a doubleheader with Hell Sing episodes 2 and 3 this weekend. Just so y'all know, by the time this drops.
All right. And just so you guys know, we're going to be taking a little bit of a break for the holidays, but we will be back for our live stream January 3rd. All right. And the podcast will be back that Friday, January 7th. When we come back, we'll pick up with the Comic Got Killed, episodes 13 through 16. And I will, so if you're on a Patreon, you still will be getting content. I'll still be dropping a few videos on there. Ice is doing a movie night. Even though I already did my movie night, I might even do one more movie night before the year's up. So y'all will still be getting content. There's a possibility I might drop like a little bit of a short stream type thing it's not a guarantee. I might not, but if the Patreon is for sure getting content. So that's all we know for sure. So yeah, anything else? Did I miss anything else?
If you can't go 2 weeks without us, you better join that goddamn Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. That's for sure. Yeah, get that Patreon up to 100 subscribers so we can get Rob that haircut, man. We're gonna record it.
New cut, who this?
New cut, who this? All right, so that's everything.
That's everything.
All right, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Thanks for Roxy again, y'all.
Thank you, Roxy.
Bye. Of course.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
Like
we out.
No, I do want to say that.